This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July of this year. We're talking about no other than EnviroTech Vehicles, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ADOM. With us today is the chairman and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Philip Oldridge. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for having me back.
Before we get started on today's Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Well, EVT, EnviroTech Vehicles, is a purpose-built manufacturer. We specialize in last-mile delivery vehicles, Class 3 and 4 has been our primary focus this last year, and we now have a Class 5 and Class 6 chassis that will be delivered by the end of the year, first quarter of next year. So we specialize in last-mile delivery, sort of ranges of 150 miles or less. That's not to say that we can't do more, but that's where we're really focused. And so we're starting to see a lot of action in the last-mile delivery vehicles, in rental vans, rental vehicles, municipal trucks, dump bodies, stake bed box trucks. And so, so essentially that's what we're doing, last-mile delivery, purpose-built, all-electric in Class 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about a lot of things. You've basically farmed out things to be a manufacturer overseas. That being said, are you considering about adding on, if you will, your own manufacturing plant here in the States? And is that still on the board, and what's the time frame if that is?
Sure. Well, we're way beyond the consideration stage. We had a board meeting around that, and we have board approval. So, the answer to your question is absolutely. We are opening manufacturing here in the U.S. We already do some small final assembly stuff here now, but we're going to go into a full-blown manufacturing facility, that basically will, complete the entire vehicle on U.S. soil. So we're very excited about that. We are, when I spoke to you last, we had talked about it briefly. We are in negotiations. At that time, we were in negotiations with three states, and since then, we've added another state to the roster. So there are four states that are vying and working with us literally daily. As a matter of fact, I'm currently in one of those states now. I'd love to share with you who that is, but I can't do that. We are meeting with the this afternoon. We're meeting with the governor of this state, meeting with the senator this afternoon, and then the governor on Thursday. So we're very excited, and that is an absolute for sure thing. So we will be making that announcement, I would venture to say, in early fall of this year, and we are looking for and have identified a number of facilities that will work for us. Ones that are existing, but not just existing, but have a tremendous amount of land attached to them that will accommodate us for the expansion and build out of future builds. So we'll be announcing that in the fall of this year, and we're very excited to do so. So, yes, we are bringing manufacturing here, 100% of it, onto U.S. soil.
Let me change gears here and ask you this question, Phil, if you would. Is the lower total cost of ownership resonating with potential customers? And that being said, could you give us a little bit more of an insight into how you are competing with the market from a price point point of view, if you would?
Yeah, sure. Certainly, I mean, our production, as you know, we did announce that we had 200 vehicles in production, and on our last update, shareholder update, we actually increased that number from 200 to 300 vehicles. We now have 300 vehicles under production, and we are expecting the delivery of at least 100, God willing, 200 of them by Christmas. and then the final 100 by March of next year. So we've got quite a pipe that we're building right now, and as a result, our production numbers and the capital cost of production has come down significantly. A year ago, those vehicles were selling in the $109,000-$110,000 range, and today we're selling the same vehicle in the high 70s to mid 80,000, base vehicle, and then if you spec them out, depending on how you would spec them in terms of add-ons or additions. But so we're getting very close, very, very close now in that high 70s range to being on par with a diesel-powered vehicle. And so the delta is getting very close. And with the fuel savings, which in some cases is as high as, $2,000 a month, $1,500 a month, the vehicles in short order, within less than a two-year span, on average of 18 months, are on par. And so if we can get our production numbers to 500-plus, we believe we'll be able to close that delta significantly, and so that we'll almost be on par. And that's just based on the fuel savings of the vehicle. If you looked at the overall cost of maintenance, where, lube, oil, and filter every 5,000 miles, well, there's no oil. There's no oil filters. We look at glycol changes, transmission, oil fluid changes, all those types of things. All of that goes away. So I think we're getting very, very close, and we just need to expand our pipe, expand our factory-authorized rep dealers, and get our numbers into the 500 range, and I believe that we'll be right on par.
Can you tell us about the future products you're developing currently right now?
Sure. So super exciting. We do have a class. Right now we specialize in Class 3 and Class 4. We have a Class 5 and a Class 6 truck that we've been working on for the last year. We're past the prototype now, and we've actually gone into production. So we do have 25 Class 5 trucks in production right now, and these are vehicles that are in addition to the 300 I told you about, and an additional 15 Class 6 trucks that are in production right now. And so they'll be arriving shortly, and so we're super excited about that. That'll be a game changer for the heavier delivery type vehicles. So we're very excited to receive those, and God willing, we're going to have those early first quarter.
August the 11th, I believe you put out your second quarter. I've gotten a lot of emails saying when you do come on the show, if you would, maybe you want to expand on that report, give us any of your thoughts.
Sure. Well, obviously it wasn't as strong as we'd all hoped, but if you just look back at our sales cycle and, we don't actually, unlike some companies, we don't actually record a sale until we make the delivery of the vehicle.
Right.
So many of those sales that we did have that occurred in the second quarter in terms of a documented transaction, signed sales orders and stuff like that, will not be delivered until the third quarter. So I think that the third quarter will show a nice turn for us and a nice change for us. So we're excited about that, and most certainly in the fourth quarter as well. So I think we'll see a significant change there. So I know that some people were like, wow, I thought you would have done a lot better in the second quarter. We most certainly did with reference to sales and signed deals, but we as a company do not count that until we actually physically deliver the vehicle.
Yeah, a lot of people put revenues that they booked, but they didn't actually deliver yet. I get that. Phil, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us and participating with us and just hold on and watch what's going to happen. This is a pinnacle time for us. Things are going to shift, and we're going to see a big move in our space. And most certainly, respectively, within our own company, we're very excited about the sales pipeline that we've built. We have a very exciting vehicle that we have not announced at all in the market yet that we have built. It's a special purpose-built vehicle. It's designed and built for a very specific purpose, and we don't want to announce what that is yet until we actually have it on the ground. We're going to press release it and show it at the same time. And it's going to be a game changer for us. So we're very, very excited about that. And that's arriving in late fall. So, we're we are building 100 of them. So to give you an idea, it's not just a sort of a one-off and see how it goes. We have that much faith in it. So we're very excited about that. So, and with our most recent, shareholder approval for the rollback, we're excited about that because that's going to create new space and new opportunity for us to get ourselves uplifted back onto the NASDAQ, and it will open up new markets and new money. And so we're very, very excited about that. So in the meantime, we're focused and working hard on that. But and for myself, I'm just drilled down every day on sales. That's what we're focused on. We're creating not just FAR dealers, but actually, you know, sales direct contracts and stuff. So, I think that the next 2 quarters will be very, very positive for our company, and we're super excited to have you all along.
Philip Ulrich is my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of EnviroTech Vehicles, Inc. Look them up. I feel they're very undervalued. That's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it, but everybody should do their own due diligence. Their stock's trading around 28 cents. Look them up on the OTCQB. They're under the ticker symbol ADOM. Phil, thanks very much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'll look forward to it, and thank you so much. God bless you. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.